The Senate Intelligence Committee took charge today, holding hearings on Russian interference in the U.S. election. The House Intelligence Committee's investigation has been bogged down in controversy over its impartiality. We're joined now from Bloomington, Indiana, by two former lawmakers, one Republican, the other a Democrat. Former Republican Senator Richard Lugar chaired the Foreign Relations Committee. Senator, welcome.
Thank you very much, Jeremy.
And we're also joined by former Congressman Lee Hamilton, who chaired the Intelligence Committee in the House. Congressman Hamilton, welcome to you.
Thank you very much. A pleasure to be with you.
Well, it's great to have both of you. And Congressman Hamilton, let me start with you, because that Intelligence Committee has been in the news a lot recently. Do you think Chairman Nunes should step aside and let somebody else take over this investigation into Russian interference in the election?
Well, I think that Russian interference in the election is a very serious matter that needs to be looked at very carefully by truth seekers, by people who are independent and rigorous in their investigation. What Russia has done goes to the very heart of our system. They're trying to weaken it, and we need to investigate it carefully. My own personal preference would be an independent commission here. I am not impressed that the Congress is sufficiently united to do a careful job, so I would tend to go towards an independent counsel or a commission. It seems to me the partisanship is very high in the Congress, and the chances of getting a decent result not very high.
Senator Lugar, do you agree with that? Do you think there should be an independent commission?
Yes, I do. I agree with Lee. I think his analysis is very right on.
Hmm. Why do you think there needs to be an independent commission? Do you think that Chairman Nunes has not done his job well here?
It appears to me that he is attempting to protect the president, that he is attempting to get into the White House and to have these situations that are not acceptable if we're really going to have confidence in an investigation. And so I wish that he would step aside.
You got to think of the product you want to produce. If you're going to have an impact as a commission or any investigation, you're going to have unanimity. You're going to have bipartisanship. And you're going to have a report that is either unanimous or very close to it in order to really impact. If you split 5-5 or whatever, no matter what the split, the report ends up on the shelf.
Whether or not it is found that there's any coordination with Trump associates and Russians, if it is found in this investigation that Russia did what all the intelligence agencies think it did, which is try to influence our election, try to hack into our election, what should the response from the United States be?
Well, first of all, we ought to establish just exactly what we believe they've done. And then we should respond very strongly that this is totally unacceptable, and that we really are not prepared to tolerate this type of interference.
There are two investigations here, at least. One is what I consider the paramount one, the one that Dick referred to, and you referred to. That's the investigation of what the Russians did. That's serious stuff. The other investigation is the ties of Trump aides and allies to Russia. That's an important investigation, but in my mind, not as important as the first one.
Let's talk about foreign affairs more broadly, because you're having a conference right now at Indiana University. What do you think, and I'll start with you, Senator Lugar, what do you think are the biggest challenges for the U.S. right now when it comes to foreign policy?
Well, first of all, we need to be considered a global power that is interested in international affairs. I think that's become a debate in a sense of the administration, but if we're going to be a global leader, then we really do need to have people who are really well-versed in the affairs of all of the countries we're going to deal with, because they're counting on us to have a fleet at sea that keeps the sea lanes open. Well, I would hope that we keep foreign trade going strong, that this becomes a very, very big part of our situation. I would hope we have a flow of persons, both Americans who are going abroad. I know that 3,000 Indiana University students are going abroad this year, despite the risk, and people coming to the United States. In other words, we need to be stressing internationalism, globalism.
But isn't that the opposite right now of what we're doing with the Trump travel ban, which, yes, has been stopped in the courts, but that's what he wanted to do, the wall with Mexico?
Yes, it is opposite to that. This is why I emphasize very much the fact that America's role in the world, and that's what we're discussing here at Indiana University now with the Global International Studies School, is something that all of us need to be thinking about. We live in a vital world. We need to think about climate change in that sense, that we're all on the same planet, and we must be observant of how we can work together, whether it's the Paris Agreement or other agreements down the trail.
Congressman Hamilton, what about you? What do you think are the biggest challenges in terms of foreign policy right now?
Well, I think Dick said it spot on. It's American leadership in the world. You know, I think we believe, Dick and I believe, that the world's a better place because of American leadership. We're not perfect by a long shot, but we try to do the right thing, try to improve the quality of life for people. There's a lot of question in the world today about American leadership. We've got to reassert it. We've got a lot to offer the world, but we're not doing it to the extent that I would like, and I think Dick would like as well.
Well, next week, President Xi Jinping from China is going to visit the United States. He's going to spend some time with President Trump at his resort in Florida. Senator Lugar, how should the U.S. be approaching China right now, do you think?
We should approach China as a great nation that has really very strong economic growth and very considerable trade ties with ourselves. But I hope they'll also discuss North Korea and the fact that we need to work with China to try to disarm the North Koreans from ideas about developing nuclear weapons. This could terrorize the entirety of Asia, quite apart from the possibilities of missiles reaching the United States. And this is a good time to see if we can forge a relationship with China that would be comparable to that which was forged with Russia and China, for that matter, Great Britain and England, and the Iran deal, as we worked our way toward postponing, at least, any developments of Iranian nuclear power.
Congressman Hamilton, you obviously had experience, as we all know, on the 9/11 Commission. As you look at the fight against ISIS right now, first of all, do you think that that sort of grew out of our fight against al-Qaeda post 9/11? But also, how do you think we're doing in the fight against ISIS?
Well, it certainly did grow out of it. What you're confronted with is a large number of people who have deep-seated grievances, who don't like the United States, don't like all we stand for. So we have to be prepared, whether it's al-Qaeda or ISIS or whoever follows them. We're not going to solve this problem easily. How are we doing? We're doing pretty well on the military side. We've set ISIS back very considerably. I think the broader question, it's fundamentally, of course, a war of ideas. And we've got to up our game, not just in terms of the military response, but the broader response involving propaganda, information, the battle of the war on ideas, and all the rest. I think this is a long-term struggle, and we've better get ourselves engaged in using all of the tools of American power and ingenuity and creativity to fight ISIS and what comes after ISIS.
I want to finally ask both of you, and you're from two different parties, and people actually listening to this may be surprised to hear that a Republican and a Democrat can agree on so many things, but how do each of you rate the Trump presidency at this point, starting with you, Senator Lugar?
I believe it's the beginning of the presidency, and that certainly a certain degree of tolerance ought to be given as the president begins to find out what the responsibilities are. He does not come really to the office, in my judgment, very well prepared to handle international relations, for example. But he may improve upon that. So I'm willing to at least let some time pass and to hope that we see better results.
Congressman?
I think he's off to a rocky start. If you look at the headlines for the last 100 days or so, they're all on internal problems, some self-inflicted by Trump himself. What we're not doing is we're being distracted from dealing with the problems that are urgent, not just in this country, but abroad as well. So I don't want to see Trump fail. I want to see him succeed. It's not in my interest as a Democrat. It's not in my interest as an American to have an American president fail. But I really think the problem he has had so far is a major distraction from attacking the problems at home and abroad that we need to be focusing on.
That's former Congressman Lee Hamilton and former Indiana Senator Richard Lugar, who are hosting a conference right now on foreign policy at Indiana University in Bloomington. Thanks to both of you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.